His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Hello, praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to PSA Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle hour. The hour of miracles, signs and wonders, and to God be the glory. It's Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Get ready to be blessed in Jesus' name. The best is yet to come.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith.
The youth camp, and we're having a wonderful time here. God is moving powerfully, and we've been experiencing major breakthrough to the glory of God. God is doing many things here in Talladega. Amazing touch of God we're experiencing in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, we come to you Monday through Friday. We've been here since Monday, and God has been moving powerful, and to come end today, last night was amazing. Miracles have been happening powerfully. So, Piercing Darkness is about impacting this generation with the glory of God and the power of God, and amazing miracles happen. You see, we've been encountering the move of God in such an unprecedented way. The sick are healed, the oppressor set free, the captives receive deliverance. Jesus said, bring faith. Jesus says in his word, he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh in the last day. So we are encountering an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in such an unusual way, because that's what God has promised to do in the last days. He's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit we're encountering right now, I just want to encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart, and you shall find it. I'm going to interview some people here that came to camp, and they're going to share their experience. Prophet, you are live on air. Can you tell us what camp is about, how it's been a blessing to you, so that our listeners can know, as a young man, what have you experienced in this camp? With a few words, tell us.
Well, in a few words, what I have experienced in camp was just a life-changing experience. I got to encounter God on a more personal level, because when I'm back in Palm Beach, you know, yeah, it's church, but when you're here, you get to encounter it one-on-one. I got miracles was dropped into my life, deliverance, and I just could feel the presence of God here. It was wonderful. It was breathtaking. And I would wish anybody, any youth, to come out if you to come to camp. Because for me, this is what changed me, just encountering with God on a one-on-one basis. And I give God praise for it. But God just changed my life on a one-on-one level. I just love it. Being in the presence of God, it's just a breathtaking experience, because it's only here that I felt like, you know, it's mostly the change in my life comes, because I get to sit here at, on the altar floor and worship and just soak in God's presence, and it's just overwhelming. I give God praise for it.
Powerful testimony from one of the people, so we're going to hear about from another one. Here's Christina. Tell us what camp has been to you and has been a blessing to you. Share with us.
My experience at camp was really awesome. I had a lot of fun. I went to Morning Glory in the morning, and the games were really awesome. We're really competitive out here. I love the workshops, the classes that Apostle teaches us. I wrote down a lot of notes. The panels are really interesting. It's just been a really fun time for me overall. I give God praise for giving me the opportunity to come to camp this year.
Praise the Lord. That's one of the young people that came to camp, and they're sharing their testimony for them in camp. We give God glory for that. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We're going to continue to hear more testimony about camp to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Let's see what Sister Dennis, share with us what camp has been to you. Go ahead.
Camp has been awesome. Overall, I feel like this has been the best camp ever. God has touched many lives, and many people have changed for the better. I just, my heart, to see young people changing and seeking the Lord and coming and having fun. We did team games, and we worked together, and it was just an overall awesome camp. If you didn't come, you missed this year, and then you should come. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord and hallelujah for the powerful testimony. Not all of you that are listening to us right now, it's an amazing time to be in camp and encountering the power of God. We're going to hear another testimony from Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Yeah, camp's been awesome. The worship was amazing. Touch of God. Touch God every night. The panels, the workshops, learn a lot. We learn, but, you know, fellowship for God, make you stronger each and every day. Keep our faith up and focus on God, nothing destructive, and anyone from being close to God. The games were great. Team games help us build a better connection between each other, and better spiritual life between all of us, and connection, and just focus on God, and great experience overall.
Amen. We came to camp to seek God, and different people came from different backgrounds. Somebody moved to Florida from Massachusetts, and he's with us. Like a look at show his testimony about camp.
Camp's really been a life-changing experience for me and all the other youth in the area that travel to camp. It's really a sacrifice for the young adults to travel, you know, and miss work and school and such. But it's well worth it. The glory that's released in camp is directed towards young adults and youth. And Apostle gets to touch on things that he won't touch on during normal services. So it's a great opportunity to learn and grow in the Holy Spirit. I want to give God praise for that.
Hey, man, we're going to get another testimony from Sister Rochelle.
Camp was an amazing experience. Just to have an opportunity to get away from all the stress and worries of life and just pour your heart out to God. I'm so grateful for this experience. We had so much fun playing the game. We were in fellowship. I learned so much during the workshops, doing surveys, to be equipped for this, for our walk, you know. And I'm just, I love the Lord so much. I'm grateful that we are able to come. If you aren't here, please try to come next year.
So we're hearing this powerful testimony. We give God glory for this testimony that's been shared. And we're going to hear another one again.
Camp was life-changing. Camp was a blessing. The revelation was true. Worship was pure. The games and food was fun. Fellowship, we were like a whole family coming in one. Worship, we cried out our heart every night to God. There was not one night God was not there. Camp was fun. If you miss this year, please don't miss next year. Camp is life-changing. Send your children.
Is your passion back?
My passion is back for God. I'm where I want to be. I found my calling, and I'm not going back. There's no going back.
Glory to Jesus. Yes, this is from Sister Wendy. She coordinated the talent show. It was amazing. Tell us about the talent show and us about camp in general.
Glory to God. Praise God. The talent show this year was actually one of the best talent shows that I hosted. Everybody had a different type of talent that they showed on the stage. One of my favorite ones was one of the young guys playing the saxophone. It just really just turned the whole entire talent show into a different level. Camp itself is always one of the greatest things that I always put in my heart that I will always go, because it's out of my comfort zone. And because it's out of my comfort zone, I know the blessings will rain down quicker. This year's camp was just an amazing one, and if you miss it, just come to the next one. Praise God.
I believe those testimonies are able to show you what God is doing here, and we give God glory. There's a lot of people here. Activities going on right now, so I'm able to talk to those folks right now. But we're going to give you an opportunity to hear more testimonies and bring you highlights from camp next week on our next week show. But we come to you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. I want to remind you to come to join us at the Prayer Center on August the 18th and 19th. It's going to be amazing. Jesus is the Lord, and He's been doing mighty things for His glory in camp. And we are blessed to be in the presence of God. So join us at the Prayer Center, 7 p.m., free admission, free parking. And go to our website, prayervineyard.net. Also, you can watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 p.m. on channel 1361 and 436 HD. Our prayer line is 561-337-9018. You're having fun. So God bless you. We're going to continue with the program. So stay tuned and enjoy. This is Apostle coming to you live from Alabama on WCNO. Enjoy.
The Lord is on a throne, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to break that curse off your life. He wants to break that wickedness off your life so you can walk free from these bandages. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. So for prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. We've opened the lines for prayer, and there's somebody taking down your prayer request, and we're going to be able to pray for you. Now, I want to invite you to our crusade. I'm coming to Melbourne on the 15th of April. I'm going to be in Melbourne for a miracle crusade on the 15th of April. So you're invited. It's going to be amazing. Go to our website for information. We're going to be at the Grand Manor, at the Grand Manor Event Center in Melbourne. The address is on our website, powerevangelism.net. So all of you in Vero Beach, in Palm Bay, Melbourne area, Port St. Lucie area, all those areas, come and experience the power of God in Melbourne on April the 15th. Jesus is Lord. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We're going to hear another testimony of a man that God healed from HIV that came to our crusade, and the Lord healed him after 14 years of this infirmity in his body. Jesus is the healer. Let this testimony build your faith. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018.
We're going to hear another powerful testimony. Great testimony to the glory of God.
Benny. Man, when I came to this place, I came two times. I came here two times, and I seen some stuff, and I went home, and I thought about it. And I say, maybe that can happen for me. I actually told him that I was HIV positive. And I'm negative right now.
Why don't you give Jesus a shout of praise? Why don't you give Jesus a shout of praise? That is Jesus. Listen to this. The brother came here. Amen. He came here and said, Apostle, pray for me. I'm HIV positive. And I prayed for him and I prophesied and I rebuked the virus in the name of Jesus. Under the glory, Jesus flushed it out. Under the glory, he went for a checkup. Under the glory, and the test returned back negative. 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 Shall. Shall.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. When this man came for prayer, he had testimonies and he saw the power of God moving. He said, you know, I'm going to tell the man of God, this is my situation, and I'm going to believe God to move in my life. And I prayed for him a prayer of faith. And after praying for him, I told him, go check your blood, go for a blood check. And when he went, they could not find the virus. The Lord took it out. And after 14 years of suffering from HIV, God healed him. He is totally negative, no virus. To God be the glory for the miracle. That's what God does when we believe. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. The Lord took the virus out of his body. This man is free. You can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. God answers prayer. We're coming to you right live on 89.9 FM, talking about the power of God. And for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that the works of the devil may be destroyed. The Bible say in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power, the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. The authority of the believer is what we're talking about today. Do believers have authority? Can they walk in authority over the enemy? What does the Bible teach about the authority of the believer? Does God still do miracles today? Can blind eyes open? Can deaf ears be stopped? Can the cripple walk? Can HIV be healed? Can cancers be removed supernaturally? Can you come out of debt supernaturally? Can your marriage be restored supernaturally? Can your skin be healed supernaturally? Is anything possible with God? All things are possible with them that believe. Those of you watching me on Facebook or Periscope, you could share the broadcast. Invite your friends to watch it. And also, you can submit your prayer request by going to website, powerevangelism.net. If you're listening to us right now on a radio station, we're coming to you 89.9 FM, live. Bring the power of God to you right where you are, in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, Melbourne, Palm City, wherever you may be, Fort Lauderdale, Broward, Palm Beach County. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible to believe. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord is moving and is setting the captives free. So we're receiving your prayer requests on our website. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Powerevangelism.net. That's where you can be able to submit your progress, or you can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. If God can take HIV out, what can he not do? If the Lord removed HIV from this man, I believe he can deliver you too from whatever is tormenting you. We're going to go to an interview I did on Sid Roth, and you're going to enjoy it and hear about God's power, because the Lord is on a throne.
My guest has seen a woman instantly grow 5 inches. We're here with Ron Sowen. Now, Ron has seen so many miracles, he's literally provoking me to jealousy. But as a young child in Uganda, at 13 years of age, you heard for the first time in your life the audible voice of God. What did he say?
He called my name. I was going to church, and I was just a kid of 13 years, going around, singing in the road, going this way, going that way, singing and playing around. Then I had a voice. It was the voice of the Almighty God, because he called my name. My real name is what they call me at home, Ronnie, you know. And the voice was so powerful, and it was coming from all the corners. I mean, from above, from the bush, from under, from everywhere.
Were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was so strange. It was so unique, but it was the voice of the Almighty God. And I had peace in my heart, though my mind could not understand what was happening. Then the voice called me again the second time, Ronnie. And I was so terrified in my mind, but I had peace in my heart, but I didn't reply. So I ran to church. I ran so fast to church.
Why didn't you reply?
Because my mind couldn't understand. It was so supernatural. Mm. I couldn't understand my mind.
But then, a few years later, you began to see miracles happen. Tell me the first miracle you saw.
Well, as time went on, I began to have that question in my heart about this voice that was calling me. I mean, God, I began to ask God, what is it that you want to tell me? And God led me to go and seek him. So I went and began to fast and pray. And one time God spoke to me, visited me in a vision, and spoke to me that I've called you and I want you to go and serve me. Then I began to see miracles happening. Like the first miracle I saw was a miracle of a lady with a paralyzed arm that I prayed for, and it stretched forth. Saw the miracles like...
Now, when that happened, well, I mean, here you are, a kid.
Yes.
You're praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This woman has a paralyzed arm.
Yes.
And was it instant?
Yes, it was instant.
What went on in your inside of you?
Inside me, I was so excited to see God using me. I mean, I was saying, oh my goodness, can God use me like this? This is powerful. So when I'm praying for people, I would go to these church meetings, crusade meetings, when the pastor would be preaching, and I'd wait when they finished the meeting, then I'd go and look for the cases which were not prayed for, the hard cases that didn't get healed or were left out because they didn't know how to receive it. So I went and began to deal with them, and I'd spend hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, they would get miracles instantly.
Now, how did you know that this would happen?
In my heart, there was desire and passion, and there was a leading. God began to lead me, because as I sought Him in prayer, I'd pray for 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, I'd spend the night in the church praying.
Out of curiosity, when you would pray, that's a long time to pray.
Yeah, long time to pray. I would be crying to God, Lord, I want you, I want the anointing, I want you to use me. See it when the thirst and hunger for God strikes your belly, you go for it.
What do you think is one of the greatest miracles of a physical healing that you have seen?
Tremendous. I've seen the dead come back in South Africa.
That's tremendous. Tell me about one case.
Yeah, I mean, this lady, she was dead, and they were crying, and the hospital had given up because she's too old, and they were getting ready to make the burial arrangements. And I'd come in to preach in this meeting, and I said, no way. So I went straight and commanded her to return. Then she returned. And
but now, when you commanded her to return, did you hope she would return, or was something inside of you saying she would?
I had peace in my heart. So, and when I was commanding her to return, she didn't want to come back. But I said, in the name of Jesus, return. She returned.
What do you mean she didn't want? She's dead. What do you mean she didn't want to come back?
I could perceive in my heart that she didn't want to come back because of the glory. You know, when you go up in the glory, you don't want to come back here.
Have you ever been in that glory?
I've been in the presence of God when I'm praying that I didn't want the presence, that intensive presence, to leave. And some other miracles I've seen are like people with full-blown AIDS, you know, doctors have given up on them, and the medication confirms that they're HIV positive. And I've laid hands on them and prayed for them, and the virus vanished. And they went back to the doctors, and doctors told them, you are negative. What happened? And they said, Jesus took it away.
Boy, look how someone's destiny, they're going to die from a fatal disease, and just suddenly a man touches them in the name of Jesus, and they're set free. Now there's different powers in the world.
To God be the glory. That's an interview I did on Sid Roth. I just gave you a little clip or taste of that. We'll do that more in the future. You're tuning into Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. I'm coming to you live on 89.9 FM. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Amen. God bless you. Glory to Jesus. God bless you all the way in Orlando. God bless you wherever you may be that can hear the sound of my voice online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Periscope. 89.9 FM. We come to you Saturday, every Saturday at 1 o'clock. I want to invite all of you to come to our crusade, which is in Melbourne. I'm going to be in Melbourne for one night of miracles, April the 15th, at the Grand Manor Event Center. The address is on our website. Go to our website for more information, powerevangelism.net. And we're going to be having a crusade there on April the 15th. Right, Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. God's going to do mighty things there for His glory. And I invite you to come and experience the power of God, the dunamis. God's going to be glorified in that crusade. So you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. It's going to be amazing. What God's going to be doing there is powerful. We look forward to see you there in the crusade. Call 561-337-9018, Melbourne. Come from Palm Bay, come from Palm Coast, come from wherever, you can hear the sound of my voice. Vero Beach, and it's going to be amazing. April the 15th. Mark your calendar. It's just about 4 weeks from now. We want to remind you that we have a website, spyfunctions.net. We also broadcast our services live on our website. You can also submit up your request. Jesus is Lord. And these testimonies you're hearing are a proof that the power of God is stronger than the devil's power. So you don't have to worry about your problem. You just have to trust God to move in your situation, and he'll move in your situation. He's on a throne, and he answers prayer. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. And nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Jesus is Lord. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. We're coming to you live on 89.9 FM. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. We are talking about the authority of the believer. Can a believer cast out devils? Can a believer ask God to move in their situation, and God move their situation? How about this? Does God still do miracles today? Does God heal the sick? Does God set the captives free? We just had testimonies of people that God has healed from incurable illnesses and sickness and disease. How about those who preach and say God doesn't do miracles today? I don't think they really understand what the Bible says, because Jesus says in his word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he spoke and said, let there be light, and light was, he can still speak and say, be free from sickness and disease, and they shall live. Because God is not limited to time. He's not limited to distance. He's not limited to natural limitations, which means the same God that moved when he spoke and said, let there be light, can still speak through his prophets and say, come out of bondage, and you come out of bondage, because God is on the throne. So your thought pattern and your mindset has to change when it comes to the supernatural. Take the limits of God today and believe God to move in your situation. And we're going to pray for you, and God's going to touch you and set you free. But you have to believe. Because if you don't believe, you can't experience the supernatural. I believe that God can move in your situation. I believe that God can set you free. I believe that God can break that bandage off your life today. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you may be, and you can hear the sound of my voice, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he can deliver you. But you have to believe. When you believe, you will experience the supernatural. So those of you that are joining me right now on radio, it's not by coincidence that you're on this dial. Please don't touch the dial. We're talking about your breakthrough, your situation. And maybe you're saying, well, I've been praying. I've not seen God moving in my situation. No, let me tell you something. God has already begun to move. That's why he directed you to this signal. You are not here by mistake. No, you're here because God wants to prepare you to receive a miracle, to receive a touch, to receive a deliverance, and to receive a testimony. But you see, the Bible said when the even was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. When even was come, so there's an appointed time for your deliverance, and now is the time. You have to be in the atmosphere where God is moving. You have to be in the atmosphere where God is speaking. You have to be in an atmosphere where the spectacular is happening. And you see, most Christians have settled for nothing. They don't believe God can deliver them. They don't believe God can set them free. People have turned Christianity into some type of theory and philosophy. No, we're talking about the Bible. We're talking about the works of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the God of Elijah who answers by fire. We're talking about the God who supernaturally moved in the widow's house and shared enough supplies to feed her son, to feed the prophet, to feed her entire household, herself. That's God who took the little she had and supernaturally multiplied it. So maybe you're going through a financial situation right now and you're in broke and you're wondering, can my situation get better? I got some news for you. It can get better when you believe. You can come out of the bondage when you believe, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him. So you can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We want to pray for you. We want to believe God to move in your situation. But you have to believe the word of God, what the word of God says, it is for you, and walk in it. The Bible says, believers in my name. Now, that means when you believe in the name of Jesus, you can tap into what God is doing, and then you can begin to experience the results. You just had a man testify earlier. God cured him from HIV. He came with a medical report from a doctor. This is not she say, he say. No. After prayer, I told him, go to the doctors for a checkup. They ran tests after tests after tests, and they can't find the virus. There's a lot of people that God has cured from HIV in our ministry, in our church. And some of them is being over 10 years, and the thing has never come back. It will never come back. Others, 20 years. Why? Because Jesus is on the throne, and is the same yesterday, is the same today and forever. But you have to believe. When you believe, you will receive. When you believe, you will experience. When you believe, you will connect with your deliverance and your miracle. Call us for prayer, 561-337-918. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. If you believe in miracles and believe in God, say amen. Hallelujah. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. We have a lot of testimonies now. Those of you who have experienced a testimony through this ministry, you can go ahead and type it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it is, what God has done for you, and just type it and share your testimony. Guess what? We can reach the lost by sharing the testimony. Things that you've experienced in one of our services, you want to talk about it, just go ahead and type it so people can really know that God is doing miracles. To God be the glory. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with them that believe. We're coming to Melbourne at a grand manner. All of you in Melbourne area, you know where it is? Go to our website, pyevangelium.net. I'll give you the address before we get off here for those of you who don't know how to access the internet. But it just at the Grand Manor, we're going to be there the 15th of April. And it's going to be amazing crusade. Jesus is Lord. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible. Invite friends and invite loved ones to come and be touched and be blessed by the power of God. 7 o'clock is the service. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's free admission, free parking. You have enough time to plan to attend this event and get the word out. Invite your friends. Invite your church, invite your loved ones. All of you in that area, is going to be amazing what God is going to be doing in Melbourne, Florida. That's where it is located, in Florida. I'm also going to be going to Anderson, South Carolina. I'll give you the dates next week. I have more events planned. And also, the address for the Grand Manor Event Center is 1450 Sunno Road, Melbourne, Florida. So we're going to be, and the Lord is going to be doing mighty things there for His glory. 561-337-918. Call for more information about this event or crusade. We also want to let you know we have a special deliverance and miracle service tomorrow in Dera Beach at the DF Campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue at 7:45. So be there and come expect a touch from the Lord. Jesus is Lord. 400 South Swinton Avenue. Those of you who are around Palm Beach and also from Broward, all those areas, people come from Florida, people come from Miami, people come from Belgrade, or come to the service, you can come and pick up your miracle. This man that was healed from HIV came to the service and the Lord healed him. God answers prayer. And but also with technology, you can watch these services on your phone. Just get a Periscope up and you can be able to watch our services on Periscope, also on our website. Let's talk about God's power. It says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. We're going to read Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. But before we read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, I want to take you to another testimony here that God did for this wonderful people so you can be blessed. And I'm going to come and talk to you about what God is saying in the book of Joshua. Hear this testimony. To God be the glory.
Yesterday, and I give
God praise. Let's give just a clap of praise for that powerful testimony. Did you hear that? She received a great car, nice car. Clap to Jesus for that. And the Lord,
that was a word of knowledge. That was a word of knowledge that said God's gonna bless somebody with a great car, and she received the car as the word of knowledge came. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. God knows our future. Amen. And nothing is impossible. Let me see another testimony.
I'm not done. Who else has a testimony? Just because we had three, we can get to five testimonies because God has been doing mighty things. Keep coming. God bless you.
I want to give God praise because I used to have a lot of problems with my iron. Ever since I can remember, my iron was low. And then in one of the service apostles had a word of knowledge for it, and I said, I know this word is for a lot of people in here, but I believe it and I receive it. And then the next time I checked my iron, it was normal. So I give God praise for that.
Wonderful Jesus.
Praise the Lord for that powerful testimony. The iron problem was solved when she believed. You have to believe and then you will receive. God answers prayer. 561-337-9018. What about if you have a job and then they begin to lay off people, and then you in your mind you're wondering what's going to happen to me? Am I going to keep my job? And then you walk into the atmosphere, the man of God calls out word of knowledge, prays for you, and you keep your job. Isn't that amazing what God can do? Jesus is Lord. Let's hear this testimony.
I work at a hospital, and they were having a freeze where they wouldn't hire or fire anybody. And they started taking hours from people where they're cutting the hours. And I put in a prayer box, and I said, God, you know I need this money. And the freeze ended today, and my hours were never cut, and I was the only one. God gave me favor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah for that powerful testimony. The atmosphere of miracles, financial deliverance, financial healing, financial testimonies. People are receiving testimonies of God's supernatural blessing. Why? Because they believe. Can God do the same for you? Yes, He can do the same for you. We have testimonies. A woman testified yesterday in our spiritual warfare service. When I prophesied in December and during the New Year service, and I said before April, you're going to be closing on homes. A lot of people have received supernatural favor, and she closed on her home this week. Favor came upon her that they gave her the key while she was still finalizing on signing the documents. That's God's favor coming upon her. You know, that's not something people do here. But the owner just said, you know, this is your home. And while they're still going through the process, she already got the key for the house. So she already closed on the property. She has a home. God can do the same for you. Some of you are struggling to pay your mortgages and your rent. I'm going to believe God for you, but you have to believe to receive. Nothing is impossible. You see, the devil wants to keep you broke so you can never focus. But God wants to break that curse off your life in the name of Jesus. And the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. If God can remove the HIV virus, God can remove the condition of your life in Jesus' name. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. If you believe, you will receive. God will do it for you because he is on the throne and he has never failed to move in our situation. When we believe, he can touch you and deliver you and set you free. I want to remind all of you, I'm coming to Melbourne for Miracle Crusade in April, on April the 15th. So mark your calendar. April the 15th, I'm going to be in Melbourne for one night of miracles. So take that day off and come and receive the power of God, and you're going to be blessed in Jesus' name. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. God answers prayer. He's on the throne. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Fear not, for I am with you. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. That's what his word says. Fear not, because the best is yet to come. And God wants to enlarge your territory, but you have to believe. Why is it difficult for people to believe today? Because they have been raised up to think that God thinks like they think. No, I don't want you to think that way. I want you to think like this, that God is as far as the heavens from the earth, so are his ways different from our ways. As far as the heavens from the earth, so are his thoughts different from our thoughts. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. We're going to read Isaiah 10, 27. Now, as you turn to your book, to your Bible, Isaiah chapter 10, believe God that as I read the scripture and faith is released in your soul, you will receive a miracle in Jesus' name. That's how God works, but you have to believe. And it will happen to you in Jesus' name when you believe. So we're going to read Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. Let's see what it says. And then let's see this scripture come to pass in your life today in Jesus' name. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day. It shall come to pass in that day. It shall come to pass in that day. That his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, how do you tap into that anointing that can deliver you from the yoke of the bondage? His burden shall be taken from thy shoulder, and his yoke off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Why? Because God, number one, does not lie. Number two, the scripture is not second guess. This is the word of the Lord. When God speaks his word, it comes to bring life. If he said, let there be light, and light was, he can speak to your situation and the situation will change. So the word of God comes to shift you to the right direction. So when you receive the word of God, the anointing is released to deliver you. Now, let me say this one more time so you don't miss it. The word of God comes to shift you to the right direction. So when you believe and receive it, it delivers you. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The word destroy means the Lord will totally turn it into ashes, totally annihilate it. So you will not even remember it anymore. That's why the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. So if we want God to move in our ministries, in our finances, in our health, whatever you're dealing with, don't look at the word of God as a letter. Look at it as rhema. Is what he mean by that? Well, if he says it is written, so he spoke it, so it's recorded, but the word of God is still revolving. So the word of God, when it's spoken, it doesn't return to him void. No. So if we record it, this is to remind us. But then when we believe, then we align ourselves into what is spoken. So the devil can't stop the word of God. So the word that says, by his stripes you were healed, is a current word. So it's not just a letter, but it's the current word. So once you believe, then you're healed supernaturally. Because now that word that God spoke, he was wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. That word is spoken. So as it revolves, when you believe it, then now you connect into the manifestation. The Bible says, and the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. So when the word is spoken, it is rhema. So there is supply 24/7 for your need. So once you hear that word and receive it in your spirit, get it, it aligns you to his provision, because Jehovah Jireh provides. So where does doubt come from? You're trying to articulate in your thinking and understanding. Well, you see it as a letter. You don't see it as rhema. So then you can't receive, because now you're looking at something that's written and trying to paraphrase it and break it down into your theology, your thinking. And then while you're going into those areas, the devil confuses you. No, but once you receive it just like a baby, childlike faith. Well, God spoke it, I receive it. Just like you told your child. You are two. Your child believed it. They didn't go searching computers to verify, take their DNA to believe whether they're 2 years. No. You told your baby, hey, you are two. Oh, how old are you? Sometimes the child says, I'm six. No, you're two. So the child believes what you say because you are the mama, you have the integrity, and your child believes that you say they're two. They're two. So now somebody asks, how old are you? Two. It's called childlike faith. They didn't go into verification process, pull up computers, get medical reports. They just believe what you say. What about our Father in heaven? If your child can believe what you say, what about your Father in heaven? If he says you are healed, you're healed. If he says you're free, you're free. If he says you're not broke, you are not broke. So the curse is broken. Let me say this one more time. The word of God says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be removed from thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That day, now is the day. You can hear the sound of my voice. Now is the time. In the spirit, pop into the manifestation. Align yourself with the word of God. It's your authority. And believe God to shift your situation, to move in your situation, to break that cycle. So you should not be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. Why do you live in fear? Why do you live in anxiety? Why do you worry? You're not going to lose your home. You're not going to lose your car. You're not going to lose your marriage. The devil is a liar. I'm going to say one time, the devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle Sally. And I'm coming to you live on 89.9 FM. And I'm about teaching you on believing God for a miracle. Jesus is Lord.
We're going to hear another powerful testimony. Great testimony to the glory of God.
Benny. Man. When I came to this place, I came two times. I came here two times and I seen some stuff and I went home and I thought about it. And I say, maybe that can happen for me. I actually told him that I was HIV positive and I'm negative right now.
Hallelujah. You see that testimony? He was HIV positive. Now he's negative. You know why? Because he received prayer and a prophetic word was spoken over his life and God healed him. How did this man diagnosed with HIV receive miracle in his blood? And he went for tests because he had childlike faith. He simply believed. The word of God comes to align you into what has been spoken, because God has spoken the word. That's a revelation. That's a message from heaven. God's word is rhema. It's been spoken. So once you read it, release your faith, and then you're going to align yourself into the manifestation. No devil will stop you from receiving your blessing when you believe and stop doubting. Simply say this: I believe and I receive it. Shout it where you are. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
It's amazing what God can do when we believe. Isn't that amazing what God can do? This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle. We come to you every Saturday. So tune in every Saturday on the station and you're going to hear a great word, great revelation about the things of the spirit, the supernatural. Understand the supernatural. How do you explain somebody receiving an email and a letter confirming that their debt of over 30,000 student loan was paid? That is God. How do you explain Jesus walking on water? How do you explain Jesus feeding 5,000 people? How do you explain, you know, when God began to do those kind of miracles, incredible signs and wonders? A woman came with gray hair and God supernaturally turned her hair into gold brown. How do you explain that? From gray to gold brown. God wanted to show you the things they could do when you believe supernaturally. Incredible signs and wonders. Because some things are mind-blowing and you're going to say, is that really possible? Can God do that? Of course God can do that. Now, you okay, I don't go around telling people, hey, fleece God. No, we're not fleecing God. The Lord will grant the desire of your heart when you believe. God has integrity. God is integrity. He's above integrity. He's truth. He's honest. He will give you the desire of your heart, but you have to believe. And Jesus is coming back soon. When you see what's happening in the world today, you can tell the Lord is coming back soon. Get your heart right. Get ready for the Lord's return. Believe the word of God. Start believing. Jesus said, when I return on earth, shall I find faith? So if you don't believe the word of God for your own children who are on drugs, who are rebellious, to come out of bondage, how are you going to believe God to be ready for the rapture? Start practicing your faith today and overcome fear by loving God. Perfect love casts all fear. Next week, I'll continue to teach on this and I want to show you how the supernatural operates so you can stop doubting, because doubt is an insult to God. When you doubt God, it's like you go in somebody's wedding ceremony and you take a dirty cloth and put on a wedding dress. That's what doubt does. And unbelief is really worse, because that atmosphere is set where you say, God, I question your integrity. When you believe, it says, no, I don't question your integrity. I believe in what you say. And I can come out of this bondage in the name of Jesus. For nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. Let God do a thing and you do your thing. Simply say, I believe and receive, and sit back and receive. Let God do the rest. He walks behind the scene. He said, let there be light, and light was. That's how he created the human man, the human being. He put man to sleep. He made a woman. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, I decree and I declare that you are retiring from the company of unbelievers and doubters and step into the realm of faith. And God's going to bless you. We're about to pray right now in Jesus' name. For those of you that are watching me on Facebook, Periscope, and hearing me on the radio on 89.9 FM, we come to you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And Sundays, you can join us at 5 p.m. on TV. We're on 436 HD, Comcast. We're also on channel 13 and 61, preaching the gospel. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to be in Melbourne at the Grand Manor Event Center on the 15th of April. Mark your calendar. And we're going to have a Good Friday service in West Palm. Go to our website for more information. Jesus, I'm about to pray. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, I want to give you an opportunity to receive him. Why do you have to receive Jesus? Because Jesus is the only way to the Father. There's no other way. Only Jesus is the way. No prophet, no man can take you to the Father. Only Jesus. And if you reject Jesus, then you will be destroyed in the lake of fire. But if you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, life is guaranteed, eternal life. So simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Stay faithful to Jesus. Remain in Christ. And he's coming back soon. And hold firm unto your salvation. And I pray that those souls that receive Jesus through this broadcast will remain dedicated to him and will not walk away. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before we go, I want to give you some declarations to make. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And say again, in the name of Jesus, I renounce iniquity in my bloodline. And as I said this again, I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. And I'll say this out loud. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. If you made those powerful confessions, now you know very well that God is moving in your situation and is moving in your situation right now in Jesus' name. And he's going to fix it. He's going to make it better for you for his glory, because the best is yet to come and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. So as we confess the word of God and believe it, we see results in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray for you after those declarations you made, and we're going to believe God to move in your situation and to transform you and to make you better in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to pray for you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your children right now that can hear the sound of my voice, whatever they may be. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, and I decree that the curse is broken off your life. May your faith be released to come out of that bondage in the name of Jesus, so you can experience your breakthrough and have a testimony, because nothing is impossible with the Lord. I decree that your desert is over, the storm is over, drought is over, the storm is over. I command you to come out of the bondage and you'll have a testimony. May the Lord order your footsteps in Jesus' name. May iniquity not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. May praise come forth out of your mouth. And I decree that those who are in a wheelchair, come out of the wheelchair. If you're bound, be free in Jesus' name. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above your imagination in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to be back next week to bring you more exciting programming on this station, 89.9 FM. Tune in at 1 o'clock. And join us tomorrow for a powerful service at exactly 7:45. It's going to be amazing. To God be the glory. The best is yet to come. And I am excited about what God is doing. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting programming on this station. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible with them that believe. I'll bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. The blessing of God makes rich, and he adds no sorrow.